Hi, this is a dictation for May Carney, MAECARNEY. Date of service is 4/12/2022. Date of birth is 3/26/93. And date of accident is 1/18. The history is follows. Ms. May Carney is here for follow-up visit, and she reports that she's undergoing physical therapy 2 times per week and also chiropractor with Dr. Mustafa, and it is all helping her remarkably. She reports 50% improvement in her pain. However, there is a left-sided lower back pain, which is radiating to the left leg as numbness and tingling constantly, and she's concerned about it. She denies any weakness of the leg or any paralysis or any other issue. The patient has no headache anymore, and the knee pain is also improved. She's undergoing neuropsych therapy for her TBI with Dr. Weiss, and she's quite satisfied with her treatment. Pain level is from 5 to 8. Occasionally, and ADLs are affected around 6, with 50% improvement. Her ADL that is mainly affected is walking and work ability, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity is 6. And the system review patient reports difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and anxiety. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo. Patient denies any vision disturbance or double vision, ear ringing, blackout, fainting. Patient denies any seizures, loss of memory, or any other major issues. No PTSD panic is reported. Pain and numbness, patient has pain in the lower back, mostly on the left sided, and with radiation to the left leg as numbness with difficulty walking and lower back stiffness. And the GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or any incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain has remained the same, slight improvement with physical therapy, no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, current pain medication with Tylenol, substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance with the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 122/85, pulse is 85. And pulse ox is 99%. And rest of the physical examinations will be from the previous visit of 2/8/2022, dictation number 0208-049. Please make sure that there is a mention of left sacroiliac joint being slightly tender, and there is a positive left-sided Gonsalin test is positive and Faber test being positive this time. Right-sided is not positive. And compression test was positive, distraction test was not positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Please mention that. Diagnosis will remain the same. One of the diagnoses will be left-sided sacroiliac joint inflammation. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is advised to continue physical therapy and chiropractor another month. She was injured January 18, and I provide 90 to 120 days for soft tissue healing, and she is coming along real well. She has been advised about her MRI, which is 4 discs, which are bulging from L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, L4, 5, and L5, S1. The L3, 4 disc is normal. It is putting some pressure and compressing the disc. She has been advised about it, about the radiation of the pain, which is on numbness and tingling to the leg, left leg, posteriorly S1, S2 dermatome fashion. She has been advised about alternate therapy, which is injection treatment like LESI. And also she has been advised about left sacroiliac joint inflammation called sacroiliitis. The patient is advised about physical therapy, yoga, soaking in a warm water, infrared heat, doing exercise. She has been advised about traction and home therapy, McKenzie exercises. And if all else fails, then she'll be advised to have an injection treatment in a matter of next month or following month, if the patient chooses so. At this time, patient is provided with ibuprofen, Elavil 50 milligram, ibuprofen 600 milligram twice a day with food, and then she's advised melatonin 10 milligram at night for a good sound sleep, and lidocaine gel to apply on the left sacroiliac joint. and no headache medicines are being given. Thank you.